Yo, what up, street dogs? Eric Kim. All right, some quick turbo thoughts. So this turbo thought is try to think about design carte blanche. What do I mean by that? So the problem with actually knowing too much about history and stuff in design is that it actually prevents you from seeing things brand new. And the downside of that is that you kind of get stuck in old concepts. So for example, a lot of people kind of go bonkers over the, you know, Lamborghini scissor doors, right? The doors that do this, the billionaire doors. But the downside of that is that when you think too much about these kind of past concepts, it kind of holds you back insofar much as the... You don't really think about things carte blanche and just kind of see things as they really are. So for example, you know, even thinking about like car design, you know, just rather than thinking about the history, just like think about your gut and be like, do I really think this is the better design and why not? So for example, I actually think that the Lamborghini Huracan, you know, it doesn't have the scissor doors that do this, but in terms of the design, it's actually far superior to the Aventador. Even if you look at the Aventador, it's starting to look pretty dated now. And also with colors, color combinations, rather than thinking about like, oh, what's popular, what's trending, just kind of like look at it yourself and like, do I just like this color, do I not? And I think this is where a lot of good innovation opportunities will happen, is that you just kind of follow your gut, your instinct, your own personal taste, and you continue to cultivate your taste. So I think one of the ways that we fail is, you know, even in photography, right? We all, you know, start off in photography because we enjoy it, we have fun with it. And then over time, what happens is you try to be regarded as a quote-unquote serious photographer, and you learn about the history of photography, and you try to emulate the path to success that a lot of past photographers did. And this typically kind of holds us back. And so, you know, it's the year 2022, right? It's like, we got the internet, we got super fast Wi-Fi, we all have like super mega computers in our back pockets, you know, smartphones, iPads, whatever. It's like, how can we approach photography brand new carte blanche 2022, rather than being like, oh, how can I just imitate and copy Henri Cartier-Bresson, who did this in like the 1920s, right? So even French notions of like the gallery, you know, Parisian notions of success, it's actually very antiquated. Even the notion of a gallery, right, is the like, it was predicated on the physical gallery space. Yet in today's world, we don't need a physical gallery space no more. We have the internet, right? Even something with websites and blogs I've been thinking about a lot is that like, how can we go beyond basic notions of ways to share and publish your photos? I think there's like a quadrillion new ways to present your photos. So like even one thing I've been doing is kind of making these like iMovie slideshows. Each image is like 0.3 seconds. And it, you know, I shoot a lot of pictures, and then it kind of looks like a stop motion film. You know, even putting a GoPro on my forehead, right? Like recording a POV in the day in the life of Eric Kim is quite fun. And so, you know, one thing to think about and challenge yourself in is, why do we have certain memes or ways of thinking, and how can we innovate and create something new?